time once again for the Dining Duo Show, hosted by Jim and Nancy Eggers. Listen as they take you on another dining adventure in and around the Huntley area. As always, they arrive at a restaurant unannounced and do not disclose the fact that they are restaurant critics. This assures an honest and fair review for their listeners on Huntley Community Radio. And now, Jim and Nancy Eggers.
Welcome to the show with the highest calorie count in radio history.
Mm-hmm.
Jim and I have a tasty show in store for you today. But beware, you may gain weight just by listening.
We have actually been banned by Weight Watchers.
Yeah, I know. So, you know, yeah, you
I know.
Say that all the time. They should. I should get something out of this, too, because I'm gaining it just listening and eating.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my
And the name of this segment is Don't Mess With Seniors.
Mm-hmm. Don't
and
mess with us.
This is going to be a good one, trust me.
It's not going to be pretty.
No, it's not. Nancy's purse can be compared to a black hole in outer space. What goes into a black hole never comes out, and no one is really sure what's inside of it.
Uh-huh.
You included.
I kind of know some stuff.
We wanted to go out for lunch one day, but our finances were low. Nancy said she knew she had gift cards somewhere. So everything's got to be somewhere. I know. You have this habit. You put things away so you don't lose them.
And then I forget where they are.
And you can never find them.
And I can't find them. Mm. I'm still looking for a Christmas present from my son and my other house that we moved from. And we emptied it all out.
You don't even want me to go into what's in our freezer in the garage, do you?
Oh, it ain't it's not a pretty sight right now, neither. We need a new freezer.
Yeah.
My freezer is 43 years old, and no more than that.
But it was defrosted, what, 10 years ago, something like that?
When we moved here.
Yeah, okay, 11 years ago. Anyway.
but now it's more ice than anything, and I got to get a new freezer because it's something. There's a seal around the door that's just leaking.
Well, it's 44 years old, and our kids hit it with the car a few times. So
I know.
They could have something to do with it.
We were straightening out the door just to get them to close. Oh, God, that was funny.
Anywho, oh, wow. Nance asked me, we digress.
Yes, we do.
Nance asked me to check her purse while she was rummaging through the kitchen junk drawer.
Well, yeah, everybody has one.
That's where they have all the things that no one uses until you throw it out, and then you got to go buy it again.
Exactly.
That's always the way it is. Mm.
That's why I won't throw anything out.
Anyway, I threw caution to the wind, ventured forth, and boldly went where no man has gone before.
Where?
His wife's purse.
Oh.
Lo and behold, I found three $25 gift cards to Let Us Entertain Your Restaurants from 2 years ago. It was nestled beneath the Kleenex and Lifesavers and other...
Lint and
Tic Tacs and who knows what else is in there. We gathered up our newfound booty and headed off to Shaw's Crab House in Schaumburg.
We did, because I used to love that place.
I did. They had a great brunch at one time, and we used to go there a lot.
Oh, a lot.
We even had our favorite waiter there, Phil. He was the best.
He was our waiter.
I wonder what happened to him. He was the best.
He went to a different job, a better one. I don't know how you can get any better.
I don't know.
But
oh, well.
We arrived at 12:25 and noticed the parking lot was quite empty. We went in and said we'd like a table for two. The hostess asked us if we had a reservation, and I said no. The hostess replied, "The only place I can seat you is outdoors."
Now, I don't like that. That's a pet peeve of mine. You go into a restaurant, it's nowhere near full. There's empty tables all over the place, and they say, "Do you have a reservation?"
Well, no. Nowadays, you have to go by what they want because they don't have the wait staff or the kitchen help to do the whole restaurant.
I can see that, but read on.
I know.
Read on.
By outdoors, she meant under a tent on the blacktop parking lot. Not being a fan of eating seafood outdoors when it is 85 plus degrees, we said, no, thank you, and walked out.
Yeah, I like eating outdoors.
Yes, if it's nice. It's not in a parking lot. I don't like to sit.
No, you got the sun reflecting off the blacktop. It gets hot in there. There's, you're in a tent. There's no wind. No, no, not for what I'm paying for this place.
No.
We made our arduous journey of 10 feet out the door to our car.
Mm-hmm.
Sat inside, and Nancy called Shaw's for a reservation. The same hostess answered the phone while Nancy politely asked for a 12:30 or 12:45 reservation. The hostess politely replied, I can seat you at 12:45, and the reservation was made. Really?
Couldn't you just say, I have a table for you in about 15 minutes, like most restaurants do if they're full.
Really?
Just wait, but no. She made us. She said either outside or nothing. Just get out, basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
We sat in our car for 10 minutes, then walked back in. I went up to the same hostess and said, 12:45 reservation for Nancy Eggers. The hostess acted like she never saw us before, really.
If she did, there was no expression on her face at all.
I know, and we are not, you know, we stand out.
Yeah.
You're 6'4".
Yeah,
you know?
And I'm a big guy. I wear Hawaiian shirts and shorts.
Exactly.
And maybe that's why they would let me in, because I had a Hawaiian shirt and shorts on.
No, you saw some of the people and what they were wearing.
Oh,
but
well.
We were quickly escorted to our table and sat down. Score one for the seniors!
It just irritates me. I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well. Nancy loves their signature seafood salad for $30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is a salad.
I know.
But it is a salad with Alaskan king crab, jumbo shrimp, Maine lobster, hearts of palm, avocado.
No, avocado.
They had that too. Avocado, tomato. Cucumber, egg, black olives, scallions, Louis dressing, whatever that is. I don't know.
I don't either.
Italian vinaigrette. And croutons. This was a tasty seafood salad, although salad was the, you know, a word to describe it. It was heavy on the salad and light on the seafood.
But
what do you want for $30?
Exactly. It was only $30.
I know. It was a deal.
Jim loves their New England lobster roll for $29. It consisted of Maine lobster, mayonnaise, celery, and served with fries and a ketchup cup size of coleslaw. He added the lobster bisque soup, $8, for his side to share with me, because we were going to share it.
Yep.
The lobster bisque came out in what seemed to be a coffee cup. It wasn't a cup of soup size. It was
a coffee cup.
I'm still mad at Jim for eating the only one lonely morsel of lobster that it contained. I didn't get to taste it.
But what do you want for $8?
But it was only $8.
And then on top of it, they said that the sandwich was served with coleslaw. I mean, how much is coleslaw? They literally had one of those little metal cups that
they give you
like ketchup on there.
They gave you ketchup for your french fries in that.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
That was a coleslaw.
Yep.
Well, being the economical seniors we are, we started adding up our bill in our heads to make sure we will use up all of our gift card money.
Yeah, of course, because I'm never coming back. That was the place for me. We would go for brunch on a Sunday and spend $55 a head and eat like pigs.
It was so good.
And we didn't mind spending the money because the quality was there. And we even had my big 60th birthday party there with friends and family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's $55 a head for brunch.
Yeah.
Not including the booze they were drinking.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah.
So on top of that, Nancy asked the annoyed waitress if she had any birthday money or any frequent diner points on her membership card.
I'm old! Gimme, gimme, gimme!
We should have.
We had
that big party for my 60th. We had points like crazy. And they gave me $15 for my birthday right before COVID hit.
I know.
Where did it go? I don't know.
I don't know. Our waitress took our information and proceeded to look up her account. You know how they love to do that.
Oh, I know. It's wasting her time.
They love to do that. Score two for the seniors.
Mm-hmm. My birthday money on the account disappeared during COVID, but I still have 2 points left on my account, which will maybe give me a free toothpick. Not even the minty kind.
No, I think those are 4 points.
Are they?
I think so.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So I just get the old wood one.
Yep.
Surprisingly, we weren't full and decided to throw caution to the wind and ordered the key lime pie, $9 for dessert.
Mm-hmm.
This was made with almond and graham cracker crust, topped with homemade whipped cream. We shared it and agreed it was delicious and refreshing. And it was only $9. For $9, I expected a huge slice of pie.
Piece of pie for $9.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, the bill for what will probably be our last lunch at Shaw's was $94.02.
You had to put your 2 cents in. Rump pump.
For lunch?
I know. And sandwich and a salad.
I mean, I can pump with the rest of, you know, with the best of people.
Yes, I can
do that.
You are pompous.
But 94 bucks for lunch, I expected a little more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But this included a 10.5% Schomburg tax.
Wow.
I know.
It is steep out there. Mm-hmm.
And the best of all, a 3% processing fee.
Processing fee, yeah.
We don't know what the processing fee for. Now, I could see if they say if cash is this much, credit card is this much, because you do have to pay about, you know, 3% for doing credit cards. But no, it was just a processing fee.
Well, before, when COVID was, you know, just coming out of it, they were charging a 5% COVID charge, which you can't do anymore, and a 3% processing fee, which we said a long time ago we would never go back while they're doing this, because that's 8% on top of 10.5% tax.
Well, you know, so they took off the 5% COVID fee.
I know, because they'd be in trouble if they kept it on.
I think they were processing our money, I think is what they did.
They were processing something.
I don't know. But it stated on the bill, this could be removed by request. Which, well, don't get me started. Okay, keep going.
Shouldn't have even put it on there.
I'm going to go on.
Not when you're charging that much for food.
Go ahead.
Jim called the waitress over so we can pay our bill, because it was hard to get her. I mean, it was hard to get her to get my iced tea refilled and stuff.
She had our number.
She was staying away from us. Yeah. And he handed her 3 gift cards and his credit card. We all know how much waitresses love to process gift cards. Score 3 for the seniors.
Yay! As she was walking away, you know, I'll give you that little book to put all the cards in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all the cards fell on the floor.
Serves her right.
karma, boy, it'll get you. While she was picking them up, Nancy leaned over her chair and said, "By the way, please remove the 3% processing fee." Score another point for us seniors.
Yes. Lunch, $94. Is that 3% fee of $2.45 really necessary?
I know.
Really?
Seriously, on that large of a bill, $2.45 is going to make or break Let Us Entertain Your restaurants.
Would it break us? No. But it's the principle.
If they would have, you know, made each thing a buck more, no one would have noticed.
Right.
But, oh well.
And we've gone to many restaurants during COVID when, you know, we're getting back out of quarantine, and nobody put any kind of fee on our bills.
I know.
But only these guys did.
Well, to sum it up, the food is very good. What seafood you get there is always top notch.
I give
them credit for that. But please lose the arrogance. Wouldn't it have been easier just to tell us to wait for 10 minutes and a table would be ready? I'm telling you, don't mess with us seniors.
Don't mess with us. Because truthfully, if she told me wait 15 minutes, I would have been more than happy to wait.
Sure.
So then she made me go in the car, look up Shaw's on the web, pushed the button to call them. She had to answer the phone. She had to write the reservation down. She made more work for herself and me.
And 10 minutes later, we were seated.
Exactly. I wanted to look at her when we were leaving and say, was it really worth it? You did work. I had to do work when you could have just said, wait 15 minutes, you know? But
I don't think she would have caught on.
No, I think she was clueless.
I think so.
For your information, this restaurant is handicap accessible. So, my love, what is your take on this restaurant?
I'm going to try and keep it brief. I really used to like this restaurant. I really did.
Mm-hmm, me too.
But at my age, I really don't need the mind games. Come on, people.
I know.
What's your take, Toots?
This was one of my favorite restaurants. Like I said, Jim even had my 60th birthday party there. Thanks for the memories, Shaw's.
Why don't you give them the particulars, Poopsie?
Okie dokie. Shaw's Crab House, 1900 East Higgins Road, Schaumburg, 60173. Phone number is 847-517-2722. Make sure you use it if you're going, because they don't like to seat you unless you have a reservation. The website is www.shawscrabhouse.com. Directions take Route 47 south to I-90 east to Roselle Road, south to Higgins Road, east to restaurants. It's in the streets of Woodfield. Estimated travel time, 28 minutes. For those of you who just tuned in, this is the Dining Duo Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 on your FM dial. We put you in WHRU.
Absolutely.
My love, did we get any letters this week?
Let me check.
Message for you, son.
No, we didn't get any mail. No.
Bummer.
I know. And I'm asking people to please write us, because we've been looking. We had a whole list of restaurants to review.
We did.
A whole bunch of them. And we're going through them. And one time it took us like a half hour to find one that wasn't closed down.
Because,
they didn't survive the whole economic COVID thing. And
we took, and the fifth restaurant we took called and they were open.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they were permanently closed on the website. And that's sad.
It is really sad. And most of them were the little mom and pop places that, were always a treasure. We like to go to them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know of any good restaurants, we're always looking for them. Email us at thediningduo@huntleyradio.org. That address again is thediningduo@huntleyradio.org.
And please, if you know of any restaurants that came into the ones that closed down.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we need to know, really.
A lot of them are closed down, and there's a lot of open spaces to open up new ones.
Yeah, and we're going to need to know that, because we can't drive all over, to find them.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Wow, that's a good beginning.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, I like that intro.
Thing.
Here is Jim, our chef for the day.
Manly man.
A manly man, too. With barbecue hacks that will leave your guests in awe.
Men must go out and make fire.
How do you make fire? You take your two sticks and rub them?
I will explain.
Okie dokie.
Now, most of these barbecue hacks are for the real men.
Real men? There are fake men?
Well, anybody can turn on a gas-powered grill.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go with the charcoal.
Yes, you do.
It gives you the best taste. And men, that's their job. They go out and make fire and cook meat.
Ooh,
this
I'm getting excited.
So calm down.
Okay.
So hack number one, clean a grill with an onion.
An onion?
Okay, yeah, you scrape all the junk off the grill, the big stuff that's stuck on, okay?
Okay.
You cut an onion in half, pour a little vegetable oil on it, and rub it over your grill. And it'll clean it spotless, and it'll even leave a good taste behind for when you cook your food.
Oh, and it's probably good for you because it's green, it's natural.
It's a vegetable.
Yeah, it's vegetables, right. Yeah.
Do-it-yourself utensil caddy. This is a good one. Take an oven mitt.
Okay.
And hang it, you know, like most barbecues have a hook on this side.
Yep.
So you put the little loop that's on a
on your mitt.
On your mitt, and you can stick all your utensils in there.
Oh.
I didn't think of that one, did you?
Oh, and I've got that rubbery latex one that I got from one of my clients who went to Paris. I sent her to Paris,
yep.
And she brought me home something from the Louvre. It's wacky looking, but it'll hold really nice because it can be washed real easy.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to do that.
And as real men must do, they must chill their beer fast. They must.
Not slow.
No. So you fill a cooler with water, ice, and salt, and then put the beers inside. 20 minutes, ice cold.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's just not for beer, though. You could do it for everything, then. Your pop, water, bottles.
Real men just drink beer at a barbecue.
But I'm thinking, that's a good idea.
More flavorful grilling, you put herbs on your charcoal, like rosemary, thyme, and stuff like that. And when they burn... They give it a nice flavor.
That's a good idea.
Uh-huh.
And make sure that the herbs that you're using will go with the meat that you're grilling.
Well, all herbs go with meat. Did you ever have the meat stick to a skewer? You know, when you pull off the little chunks
of
meat, it always sticks? No. Spray them with oil.
Or Pam?
Pam who?
Pam spray.
Oh, yeah, I could do that, too.
Really?
Yeah.
I never thought of that.
This is why I'm here, to enlighten people.
I never really thought of that. But that's for, is that the metal skewers?
Anyone, either one, the wooden ones or the metal one.
Because I know the wooden ones you have to soak in water, which I do, so that they don't burn up fast. But they still burn on the tips and stuff.
Well, could do that too.
Okay.
But real men just use, you know.
Metal. The metal skewers.
Metal skewers.
Yeah, they don't have to clean them.
You want to make a super steak?
A super steak?
Here's a trick. Open a can of beer and place it on the hottest part of the grill. It will boil and keep the meat moist while adding flavor, too. Aha! Like on brats or something, you know, it'll do that.
Oh, I'm seeing this. Oh, on a closed barbecue. If you're grilling a steak on a closed barbecue, it says.
I keep it open, too. Why not? But it's better on a close.
Yeah, we'd have to. Yeah.
Don't argue with the manly man and his cooking.
Yeah, but if I close up, you know what'll happen to your filet?
Well, that's...
It'll start out as a 12-ounce and it'll end up as a 3-ounce.
But manly men know how to do that.
Oh, as long as you cook, my love.
Well, I make the best corn on the cob. Okay?
Oh, make the best.
Yeah, you get all the husk off and any silk and everything. Soak the ears in salted water for 10 to 15 minutes first. And then put it on the grill. It will season the corn, and it'll keep it moist.
Oh, that is a good idea, then.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how to take the corn and get it so that you don't have to peel off all those little silks?
No.
You pull them through. You cut the one end off where that stalk is, and you pull it off towards the tip of it.
Oh, you squeeze it out like a tube of toothpaste.
You squeeze it out, and all the silks are supposed to go with it.
Oh.
That I learned from one of the kitchen shows that we watch.
Hmm. If you're cooking fish, it sticks to the grill sometimes?
Oh, fish is very delicate.
Yes, you slice lemons or limes and put them on the grill and put the fish on top of that. Mm-hmm.
It'll keep it moist.
And cleanup will be easier.
Yeah, and with fish, it's either lemons or lime. Yeah, you want that.
And finally, how are you going to clean up the grill?
I don't know.
Well, manly men have the wife do it.
Exactly.
have the women folk do it.
I know with my gas grill, because we used to have a gas and a charcoal. We had two kinds, and I used to just turn on my gas and let it burn it off.
But if you tell the women folk to clean up the grill after you when you get punched in the face, then what you could do is place a large piece of aluminum foil over the entire top of the grill.
Okay.
Okay. Put the top down and fire it up for 10 or 15 minutes, and it'll burn everything off. Everything will turn to ash.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Make sure your meat's off, too, because that'll turn to ash, too.
Well, yeah. Well, any little
I'm just goofing.
Little bits are on there. And that is how manly men cook barbecue.
Wow.
Men, 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 manly men, 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 manly men, men, men,
men, men, men, men, manly men.
Men, 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 manly men.
Thanks. I'm just looking at the old clock on the wall, and it's telling me we've run out of time.
Well, that's our show for today, then. And Jim and I would like to thank you for listening. Tune in again next time.
Same dining duo time, same dining duo station.
Until then,
we wish you good times, good friends, and good food.
Legal advice for today's show is being provided by the House of Shysters. Remember our motto, in every cloud there's a silver lining, and in every silver lining there's a loophole.
People try to put us to death.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
Talking about my generation.
I hope I die before I get old.
Talking about my generation.
My generation. Just my generation, baby. Why don't you all fade away? Don't try and dig what we all say. A big sensation.
About my generation.
I'm just talking about my generation.
Talking about my generation.